Hi, I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop.
Or VO.
BS.
There you go. It's
one of these days you're just going to use your eyelash to cue me on that.
There we go. Yeah. You shot him a glance. Anyway, tonight, Randy Thomas is with us.
Right over there.
Yeah, she's right over there. And we're going to talk about her VoiceOver Mastery Event. Mm-hmm. We've got the news. We've got DAW-U16. We're going to talk about transients tonight.
Not the kind that you're probably thinking
That's
of
right.
if you live in the city.
Right. And, of course, your questions in the chat room. So join us. VoiceOver Body Shop is coming up now.
Two men, twin sons from different mothers, with a passion for voiceover recording technology and the desire to make recording easy for voiceover actors everywhere. Together, in one place, George Whittam, the home studio engineer to the stars, a Virginia Tech grad with an unmatched knowledge of all the latest gear and technology in voiceover today. Dan Leonard, the home studio master, a voiceover actor with over 30 years experience in broadcast and recording, and a no-holds-barred, myth-busting attitude for teaching you how easy it is. Together, finally, to bring you all the latest technology, the superstars of voiceover today, and leading the discussion on how to make the most of your voiceover business, this is VoiceOver Body Shop. And now, live from their super secret multimedia studio in Sherman Oaks, California, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
Well, good evening. I'm Dan Leonard.
I am George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop.
Or VO.
BS.
Good cue taking.
I've been watching a lot of Mozart in the Jungle.
Oh,
so
I love
I've been watching
Mozart
a lot of
conducting
and seeing how that works, but yeah. It's a great show.
Great show. Really watch good. It. It's on Amazon, isn't it?
The fake violin playing is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But other than that, it's really good.
I like how they have all the guest musicians on.
Me too. No, they have the cameos.
Yeah.
Like they did the one where the director was coming to L.A. to direct the L.A. Symphony,
right.
And Dudamel was a stage manager
right.
in the thing.
We hate our conductor. That was his
spoiler
line.
Alert.
Yeah.
By the
it
way.
It was from last season.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Anyway, tonight, Randy Thomas is our guest.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking about her VoiceOver Mastery event. And we have to thank our sponsors, too. Because they're important people, like Harlan Hogan.
That's right. VoiceOver Extra.
Edge Studios.
Source Elements.
The Rehearsal app, which you can find at rehearsal.pro.
Pro. That's right. VO2GoGo.
And Antland Productions, where you can get yourself a killer demo.
That's right.
Because you want to slay those agents when you send them your demo.
Slay them.
That's right. Okay. Well, right now, it's time for something, and it's probably the news. Not quite yet, but... Run that promo.
The news promo?
The news promo.
The moment I click it and it says, now it's time for the news?
News, that's right. And now it's time for the news.
The VoiceOver Extra VOBS News. Brought to you by VoiceOver Extra, your one-stop resource for voiceover success.
Alrighty, here's the news for October 10th from VoiceOver Extra. Copyright and trademark protection. If you think your original works, from sound recording to websites and logos and slogans, and safe from online theft, think again. The easy internet grab puts everything at risk. So you might not be doing enough to wall off or pounce on the crooks. Copyrights and trademarks are the way to go. And if that's all a blur to you, it's time to understand what to do. In a new article in VoiceOver Extra today, attorney Rob Siglampeglia reviews what can lead you to trouble when using the copyrighted works of other people, plus how to protect your own works. Of course, you also recognize Rob as a longtime voice actor, conference speaker, floor wax, and author of VoiceOver Legal, the paperback and ebook. Rob says that the absolute best way to protect your recordings, logo, and other work is to register them with the U.S. Copyright or Trademark Offices. You would use the copyright to protect sound files, artwork, and websites that you own. For example, a copyright on the sound file for a job you perform can protect you from unauthorized use or from that sound file, and if not being paid for the job. Think about that. And if you use trademarks to protect your original logos, names, or slogans. Rob adds that it's a misconception to think that it's hard to prove damages, and thus it's not worth pursuing an offender. Actually, he says, you don't have to prove actual damages in order to sue. And for works that are properly registered, statutory damages for copyright violations range from $750 to $30,000 per violation. And for trademarks, damages range from $1,000 to $2 million. So what do you do when you spot an unauthorized use of your copyrighted or trademarked work? Contact an attorney who will start the proceedings with a cease and desist letter. Yes, you can send this letter yourself, but coming from an attorney like Rob gives that letter teeth. Also, Rob says, take action quickly. Major corporations are quick to pounce on violations, and it's even more imperative for the little guys to be vigilant. Still on the fence about this? Rob says the rule of thumb questions to ask yourself are, am I willing to give up my brand name? Am I willing to share my work in public domain? If your answer is yes, then don't bother to register. Details are in this article now at voiceoverextra.com, along with hundreds of additional free articles on voice acting, voiceover, business, technology, and more.
That was a good cold read, man. Not bad. Well done, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was really great. Thanks.
Yes.
Helpful article.
Now, last week,
a little bit of coverage from AES.
AES, the Audio Engineer Society.
Yeah, man. I was lucky. I was not supposed to be here for that. And turned out I was...
that lucky, but you turned a negative into a positive.
Lemons and lemonade.
That's
and
right.
I was able to go to that, and it was a lot of fun.
We did have a lot
and
of
Dan
fun.
And I went together, and we shot a little bit. And this is a little bit of coverage from one of the vendors we saw called Neat.
Microphones.
Pretty interesting product. Take a look at these things.
All right, we're here at the Audio Engineer Society AES convention here in Los Angeles. Lots of great products here, especially for voiceover, a lot of high-end stuff. Maybe you might not consider. But let's go talk to a couple of manufacturers and see what kind of cool stuff we can get here. And we're talking with Clayton Harrison.
Yes.
From Neat Audio.
Neat microphones.
Neat
yes.
microphones. These are really neat microphones. George and I are fascinated by this. This really goes into industrial design. These are totally unique. What is it that makes Neat make these microphones that are just totally different?
I think it's, you know, trying to stand out from the sea of black and gray sticks. You know, you go into a typical MI store or, you know, anywhere where they sell microphones, and it's, you know, very, very similar looking products.
Right.
I think we all know the classic shapes and the plays on those classic shapes. And I think this, not only do these microphones sound great and perform well, they also stand out from the crowd, I think, visually.
Now, how old is the company?
The company was launched at the end of 2014. When we started releasing both of these products, as well as the other products you see here, about the middle of last year in the summertime.
And what's really different about these and their construction and how they're designed?
Basically, we just try to take the best possible design and give the customer the best possible value, essentially. So specs-wise, performance-wise, we want to provide the best possible microphone we can at the best possible price point.
And what is the difference between, say, these two mics, which might be useful for voiceover?
Yes. So these two mics, we obviously have a large diaphragm with a transformer, medium diaphragm without a transformer. The difference makes these things stand out, basically, is that they have specs that compete with microphones far more expensive than they are, being $349 and $199.
Oh, an excellent price point.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, what other kind of stuff do you make here? We've got a preamp here, or a...
This is a digital audio converter and a headphone amplifier.
Oh, my.
And this actually is not on the market yet.
Okay.
This is something that we're actually kind of showing here. This is the first time we've actually had it available for listening at this show. And this is, we're thinking about $349 retail.
Excellent. And then these are USB mics.
These are USB mics, and these are very much plug and play, very simple, plug and go. There's no drivers needed. There's no extra controls, and these are sort of intended for not only good audio, but something that's visually striking and you know starts a conversation. It's not just looks like a tool that's sitting on your desk, a black stick or whatever. So this is something that almost invokes excitement, if you will.
Right. And retail on these?
Retail on these are $99.
Oh, an excellent price on those as well. And how are these different? Is it strictly designed the same? Are they the same capsule or?
These actually inside are all the same. You might get a little bit different frequency response, just due to the shape. So the acoustic influence on the actual sound is going to be a little bit different, but essentially they're identical, and they'll record up to 96K 24-bit. So they're definitely a useful tool.
And these are desktop speakers type?
These are desktop microphones.
Oh, they're microphones too.
Yes, these are microphones as well. This is the Bumblebee and Beecaster, and these are also USB. They'll also output at 96K 24-bit. These are a little bit more versatile than the Widget line. These have built-in preamplifiers as well as built-in headphone amplifiers. The beauty of this allows you to adjust your gain settings in the analog domain before it hits digital, so you don't have to incur any digital clipping or anything like that. And the beauty of this headphone output is that it allows us to provide latency-free monitoring, so you can monitor the capsule directly, so that way you don't have to deal with the couple millisecond delay that sometimes throws people off. And the difference between these two models, here on the left we have the Bumblebee that is in mono, and we have three different sonic signature settings. So a lot of people that are using USB microphones tend to have one microphone. And like an artist, if you had a palette with one color, it's kind of hard to paint a picture. Whereas if you have multiple colors, in this case multiple sonic signatures, music, neutral, and voice, it allows you to paint a more detailed picture, if you will.
Outstanding. That's very interesting. Yeah, there's something else about this.
Yeah, and so this is similar in that this has four different settings here. The first setting is mono. So if you're just going to record your voice, let's say voiceover, something like that, then you might want to use this mono setting. If you're using you have multiple users that are going to be speaking, or maybe you're doing acoustic guitar or some sort of a room recording, you might want a different stereo image. So the next three settings are stereo, wide stereo, and focus stereo. And there are actually four 25-millimeter capsules inside of here that manipulate different stereo patterns to give you different images.
Wow, that's a very useful tool, especially to a podcaster or somebody who actually doing voiceover. It's just a simple desktop mount, and what's retail on something like that?
This one is $349, and the Bumblebee over here is
$199. Wow, excellent. All right, now the last question I have is about these guys, because I remember opening the box and like, okay, what are these all about?
Yeah, so these are kind of just another thing that just adds a little bit of fun, and it's all about the customer experience. So as you can see over here, everything that we have is shipped in very unique packaging. That's sort of, it's not about just the product. We want the customer to open the product and feel that they really, invested in something that is of real value. And this is kind of just something fun. The ones that actually ship with the microphone have a serial number on the base. And occasionally, if you follow us on social media, we'll blast out a serial number. And if you have the serial number that matches the one that we've blasted out, then we'll send you a little prize and mention you on Facebook. Kind of just keeps people engaged in what we're doing. So
very good. Well, Clayton, thanks so much for talking with us about neat microphones and unique design and fun stuff.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for stopping in.
Are we at minus 4 dB? We're at minus 4 dB on VOBS.
Hiya, VO friends. You say you ain't booked a VO gig in 7 years, and your demo is so old that you can hear the clicks from the stock music records, and you hear so much tape hiss that you run to the sink to see if the faucet is running, and the engineer used so much echo on your voice that it sounds like it was recorded in the Grand Canyon. And the scripts seem a bit dated too, advertising the new and improved 1938 Plymouth Road King? Is that what's been troubling you, Bunky?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun. Your demo can be killer, too. Just contact Uncle Roy at AtlandProductions.com and book yourself a shiny new killer demo. Show your stick-to-itiveness and show the world you'll never give up, never give up, never give up that dream.
Hey, everybody. Well, we got to say thank you to one of our sponsors, Source Elements at SourceElements.com. What is Source Elements? Source Elements makes Source Connect. And Source Connect is a software for anybody that needs to connect to another studio in real time. If you need to work ISDN-style sessions, but you can't get ISDN, you might want to check out Source Connect. It's also like a really good backup for ISDN. As ISDN's infrastructure gets older and older, it's getting less reliable. Certainly, it's getting harder to get and a lot more expensive. So Source Connect's a great alternative. It's being used by even some of the big networks, such as CBS right now. So definitely look into Source Connect for those of you who are starting to play a bigger game and need to have connectivity to studios real time. Think of it as sort of like a Skype, but a professional version where the audio quality is absolutely stellar in both directions. You even have control over things like latency, so you can decide whether the session is going to be more reliable or have lower latency, and you can control all of that with Source Connect Pro. You can get a demo of Source Connect right now at SourceElements.com. That's Source-Elements.com. 15-day free trials are available over there, and give it a shot. Also, while you're over there, give Source Connect Now a try, which is their free web-based version of Source Connect. It's pretty cool, and it's free, so you can try it out right away and give it a shot. We'll be right back here on VOBS.
Yep, this is VOBS, proving anybody can have a show these days. Yep, this is VOBS, proving anybody can have a show these days. Yep, this is VOBS, proving anybody can have a show these days. Yep.
Get back.
All right, we're back. Well, we're here. We're going to be using a really high technology here to explain transients to you. And to tell you what a transient is, it's pretty simple. We're not talking about vagrancy. We're not talking about people who are on the corner. We're talking about a spike in your audio. Because we'll be, if you're reading some stuff and maybe you don't back off the microphone enough and suddenly you get a lot louder. There's a way to fix that. If you don't overmodulate and you have a spike that's a lot higher than everything else, we call that a transient.
So it's time for
DAW 2016!
And here it is. DAW 2016, ladies and gentlemen. A transient. What you can see here, and I can zoom in here, which is the great thing about this particular software, is I can... Where's the plus thing on here? I can't see as well with these glasses for whatever reason.
Hey man, I was on the checklist.
I know. No, these are the right glasses. Alrighty. Anyway. Zoom in. There we go. All right. You can see a transient. Something that is much louder than, say, everything else. Like one of these guys. Not as loud. So what we're going to do, what's the best way to get rid of this? Now, there's some processing you can do to try and fix this. But I was told long ago, you know, if you're doing like a 30-second audition, something along those lines, it doesn't take that long, if everything else is recorded at the right level, to just highlight the transient like that and then go to Effects, Amplify, and take everything down 1 dB at a time, and it will reduce each time. We do that again, amplify, minus 1, and it gets smaller again. Now, I'm showing you this in Audacity since most of you seem to be using it. You could spend a little bit more on Twisted Wave or Audition or something like that. But for those of you who don't have the budget, that's how you do it in Audacity. It's pretty simple. It's still not quite at the same level as these other ones, so you can eventually just sort of guess that maybe you need to take it down another minus two dB. Where's that minus sign? There it is, minus two, and this will get it down to a much better size, as you can see right here. And transients aren't really that much of a problem, especially if you're an engineer, because they'll get this and they can change that. George, how would you deal with this?
Well, yeah, I mean, you can manually adjust transients, no problem. And if it's a short read, sometimes maybe that's the best way to control it. If you haven't already performed it with perfect modulation, and you'll get better as you, the more voice acting you do, the better you get at it. You get better at controlling your volume, so you have less of those. But still, it really helps to have a helping hand. So the manual method Dan showed you is totally acceptable. You can also
use it's acceptable. Processing. I wouldn't show you otherwise.
You can also use processing. I tend to use the processing method simply because I know how to use a compressor and a limiter properly. So using a compressor tool, what a compressor will do is when a signal comes in that's higher than a certain threshold, the compressor will reduce the volume of that bit of audio. So Dan's got a compressor up. Thank you, Dan, for the visual aid. Dan's got a compressor plugged in, loaded right now. So what that graph is representing is once the signal gets up to this part right here, that's the threshold. So from here down, nothing changes. This is really hard to do. I know that there's weather people know what they do. Once it gets to this point right here, right there.
Close enough.
This is crazy. Yeah. I need VR goggles to do this. Once it gets past this threshold right here, you'll see now that slope is slightly reduced. So what that's representing is as the signal reaches that threshold point there, it will start to turn it down a little bit. So you can dial in the threshold. So say everything above minus 12, for example, will be reduced in volume. How much you reduce the volume is the ratio. So if you wanted to reduce it drastically, then set a higher ratio. I tend to use a ratio of like 2:1. And that's not very drastic, so that when the volume is reduced, it doesn't sound dramatically reduced. So it's sort of a way to automate the process that Dan was showing you, that he was showing you manually. You can kind of automate the process of reducing those peaks throughout your audio using compression.
Right. And if we use the compressor, well, actually raised it up a little bit, but everything's more even.
Well, it raises it up because in Audacity, there's a checkbox, I think, that was probably set. You open it again, we can double check, but open up that compressor again. Mm-hmm. There should be a little checkbox that says something like auto makeup gain.
Yes.
Right there at the bottom.
All right, now we'll try it. And it did it again.
So what auto makeup gain does is a compressor would normally bring all the volume down a bit as it compresses it. But with automatic makeup gain turned on, after it compresses all of the peaky stuff, it turns everything back up again. So it's sort of a two-for-one. It's sort of like a compressor and a normalizer combined into one thing. It compresses it down and then brings the volume back up. It's kind of it makes it a quicker tool to use. You can get your results faster, and you don't have to normalize after you do it.
See, we don't agree on everything. You can just do one transient at a time.
Yeah.
And that's DAWView 2016 for this week. If you have any suggestions, write to us. If there's something, some tip or trick you want to learn about your voiceover software, write to us at theguys@vobs.tv, and we'll be happy to show you this.
And we can teach it on Audacity, Adobe Audition, what else? Pro Tools. I've got Pro Tools on here. We can do it on Twisted Wave.
Just about anything.
You know, any of the major DAWs that you guys like.
So let us know, and we'll show it here on DAWView 2016. Mm-hmm. Randy Thomas is coming up next on VoiceOver Body Shop. Don't go away.
VOBS is still on? Seriously?
You're watching VOBS.TV. I don't know why. It's crazy what they do here. I think I'm going to go somewhere else and have a cheese sandwich.
Are you confused about how to set up and maintain a professional quality voiceover studio? No wonder. The information out there is mostly
mythology. This is the best microphone to use. You have to have a preamp. You need a soundproof booth. This software is the best. Your audio must be broadcast quality. Consult with someone who knows the truth. Someone who's been there, in the trenches, doing voiceover for over 30 years. Someone with unparalleled experience with voiceover studios, who's worked with hundreds of voice actors and designed hundreds of personal studios. He knows how to teach and cares about your success. In one of the harshest environments known to voiceover, your home. Dan Leonard, the Home Studio Master. Separate myth from fact and get a handle on your personal voiceover studio. Contact the Home Studio Master at homevoiceoverstudio.com. Drop off a specimen of your dry audio for a free analysis.
You know, one of our great sponsors is David H. Alexander the 17th. How he got that name is a story in itself. But one of the things that he has done for the voiceover community and the acting community is create an amazing app called Rehearsal App, which you can get at rehearsal.pro. A little bit of Victor Borga there.
I love Victor Borga.
Yeah. Anyway, what Rehearsal App does is it allows you to memorize your lines faster, which if you're a stage actor or you're doing on-camera work, it's great. But it also helps in voiceover. So if you want to learn your audition scripts before you read them or before you actually go into a studio and read them, it's a great app to prepare you to do things and learn the lines, and then you're more conversational with them, which is the process that you should use when you're doing proper voiceover work. And David's done a great job of creating this app, which works great on an iPhone or an iPad. See, like an iPad. And it works fabulous. So give it a shot. What do you got to lose except to learn your lines a little bit faster or your copy? But it has one other great feature, and that feature is that you can use it to record and distribute your auditions using the Rehearsal app. So go over to rehearsal.pro and buy that and use it on your iPad or iPhone, and it will help you along. We'll be right back.
This is John Bailey, the Epic Voice, and you're watching VOBS.TV, Monday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 Newfoundland.
VOBS is still on? Seriously?
All right, and it's time for our guest. Randy Thomas is America's premier female live voice announcer. She made history as the first woman to announce the Academy Awards, the Emmy Awards, the SAG Awards, the AFI Awards. My, you were busy. Just to name a few, as the seven-time announcer of the Oscars and 14-time Tony announcer, Thomas has been winning accolades for opening doors for female voice artists for over 20 years. And for the past 9 years, she's been heard daily by millions of people as the iconic voice of CBS Television Distribution's Entertainment Tonight. Boo, 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 boo. Da, 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 da. All right. And one of the most watched entertainment programs in the world. We welcome Randy Thomas to our show. Nice to see you.
So nice to finally meet you and sit with you, because I believe the last time I was on this show with you and George, you were still in New York.
I was still in Buffalo, yes.
You were in Buffalo, and George was here, and I was in Florida.
Right.
So, but let me just correct two things, because obviously this is an older bio, which is why I'm redoing my website.
Good idea. Good tip there.
I just did my 18th Tony Awards, and I still do work for Entertainment Tonight, but I am no longer the under-contract voice for Entertainment Tonight.
What's the difference there?
Well, under-contract meant that I was working 5 days a week. Now they use me when they can. Basically, what they've done is they decided to make their hosts do the voiceover. So it's just another way for CBS to save money.
Of course.
Basically.
It makes a lot of sense.
But I'm always happy when I get the call. Usually, you know, for award shows and important things, I'll get a call from them.
So and those are fun to do. I mean, they're fun to watch, so they must be even more fun to just actually be there.
Yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
Good. And you get to dress up and everything.
This is true. That's very important to me when I do an award show. Right. I have to feel like I'm there and, you know, walking the red carpet. I think I was the first woman to do a lot of these shows, so luckily I had the blessing of doing all of them. Miss America, Democratic National Convention, all of the shows I did as the first woman, which was a thrill and super exciting. Now there are a lot of women that have come through those doors that I was able to kick open, and now they get a lot more perks. I think the more they realize they have women doing their announcing, then these shows realize, okay, well, she needs the green, you know, she needs makeup, she needs, you know, things that the guys never needed before.
Right.
But now that women are doing live announce, I think things are improving in a great way.
Well, then the women of voiceover owe you a debt of gratitude for opening all those great doors.
Well, and quite a few great ones have come through. So.
And some of them have been on the show, and they credit you for opening those doors.
Oh, that's very nice.
Which is really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, what's your background? How did you get into voiceover? I mean, it's not something a lot of women got into, and mm-hmm. certainly not, you know, a few years ago, you were one of the first to be doing it at this level.
Right.
How did you get there to start with?
You know, I think sometimes when you have a dream, my dream came from having a challenged childhood, very dysfunctional, trying to understand what my place in the world was going to be. I wasn't really a college-bound student. My daughter, of course, who is an exceptional student now, thank goodness she wasn't like her mom. You know, I'm like, do as I say, not as I do. But no, I wasn't geared toward college. So it was a good thing that I figured out I wanted to be a performer early on. Moved to New York at 17 to be an actress and a waitress and studied with HB Studios. But it was while I was at HB Studios and working as a waitress at night, I couldn't afford a television. So when I would get back to my apartment, I would listen to the radio. And Allison Steele was the woman on the radio at 2 to 6 in the morning at that time. She was called the Nightbird. And I had never really heard a woman using her voice on the radio. I instantly was hooked because I was that person that collected records. I read the backs of album covers. I knew that I was destined to be a DJ because I was a fan of all the top 40 DJs. So cut to, I went to study acting, learn in New York. Realized I wasn't as talented as all those people that are willing to work their lives on Broadway. And I went back to Detroit, Michigan, where I'm from, and I found my way to a radio station through junior college. You know, I did enroll for about 3 months, got a radio job as a DJ and left junior college. So, and then my path began. So 20 years as a radio DJ. And then one day I was on the Wave in the morning doing.
I was an operations manager at a Wave station. So
Very nice.
I know that format.
Okay.
Well.
So I was on the air doing mornings and I was asked to go to the Oscar offices. So once I went there, I booked the job becoming the first woman in history. It set my path. So at the time, I was actually doing that commercial, Hooked on Phonics, you know, call 1-800-ABCDEFG. So radio and all of that segued into live announce. From live announce, I started doing promo. You know, it's interesting, when I did do the Oscars and I wanted to do promo, and I found out that I could ride in Don LaFontaine's car with him limo to go spend the day with Don, I thought, I'm going to do this. And I got to spend the day with him. It started our long friendship where he became a very strong and supportive mentor of mine. And I realized, because I'm someone, I believe in dreams. I believe in energy, that what we think about, we bring about. And when you do the right thing in life, things just sort of set you on your path and put things in motion for you. You don't have to know how the money's going to come. You just have to be doing the things you know you're supposed to do, and then somehow the money shows up. So I sat with Don. It was riding with him in his limousine that I realized, this is what I want to do. I can design my life like Don did for him and Nita and his daughters. I can design this life for myself, my husband, and my daughter.
Yeah.
And it gave me that sense of, a visceral sense of you know, what's happening, what I wanted to do, which is, I know I'm probably jumping the gun, but I want to mention with the voiceover mastery event and bringing in superstars, which we'll back up and talk about it. I realized that I think I'm doing this because of how it made me feel when I spent the day with Don.
Well, tell us about that. I mean, a lot of people have told us that, you know, they got to ride with Don and, mm-hmm. you know, how did you get to do that? And what was it like actually being in the limousine? What went on that perhaps influenced you?
Everything about that day. Driving to his home, meeting Anita and the kids, and actually he only had one daughter at that point, and seeing them, this life that they had, spending the day with him. He, you know, Don had a certain style that it was unique to him. He had a swagger. At the time, he was still wearing a toupee. So he had this whole image, this vibe. And what I love about Don is that he realized when it was time to lose that. And I think you know something about that.
I never wore one.
I think you have a beautiful head. So I think that, and everybody loved Don's head once he finally shed that, and it was, that's Don. So getting to know him, spending the day with him, he would carry a book with him. He would always be reading. Even though I was in the car with him, his first thing would be to just get back into this book. And I guess he needed that quiet time in between going to jobs. He literally would give me the copy from every stop that we made. And in my head, I'm adding up the promo fees at $220, you know, and I'm like, cha-ching. And we had gone to 22 places that day.
Wow.
I was like, oh, my gosh, this is, you know, I didn't think I could ever achieve what Don has. And guess what? No other voiceover person has. You can do really well, but Don happened at a time where he got to do everything. And no one else gets to do that anymore, so... But anyway, it was an amazing experience. I learned a lot about Don the man, how generous, how smart he was, and he absolutely inspired me to go after my dreams.
I've heard that from a lot of people. He must have really been special. I met him once, mm-hmm. and I have the picture of me and him over there next to all my microphones and stuff.
I love that. I love your microphones. You have fabulous mics.
Oh, thank you. But I remember somebody asking him, Don, what's your favorite word? And he would say, Schwarzenegger. I'm sure he made a lot of money off Arnold.
Yeah.
So what are you?
A lot of bank on that one.
Really? What are you doing now? I mean, you want to talk about voiceover mastery? Mm-hmm. And what inspired you to start that? You mentioned a little bit about that.
Thank you. Well, you know, 2 years ago, I was living in Fort Myers, Florida. So 3 years ago, I decided to create the voiceover mastery event in Fort Myers, Florida. At the Art Center, which was an amazing place. It's still there, and I will be helping the Art Center put on more voiceover things. But for me, I was missing my friends. I brought George in. I brought Joe Cipriano and Melissa Disney. I was missing my L.A. people. I brought them to Fort Myers for 2 years. Now that it's the third year, I moved here. My daughter's now a sophomore at USC, so wow. I have no reason to be in Florida anymore. My husband and I... We love L.A., so we decided to sell the house, come back to California. I am restaking my claim on L.A. voiceover, going to work really hard to bring a lot of projects that I've been working on over the years to fruition. But the one thing that really has my heart is this voiceover mastery. And I decided that in what I was talking about with Don, that if I can just bring people into a room with people who have achieved mastery in their career, there's going to be a takeaway for them, you know, and you can never say what it is about one person that will impress another person. But overall, when you bring in voiceover leaders, people that are at the top of their craft and loving what they do, and this year we decided to go more animation-centric, not because I'm madly in love with animation, I'm in love with the people that voice animation.
Yeah, hard-working people.
They are. They work so hard. They love each other. Their sense of community is the strongest that I've found, even within the voiceover community to begin with, because they're hanging out with each other even when they're not working together.
And having fun.
Having lots of fun. So E.G. Daily, I have James Arnold Taylor. He's doing my keynote. Have you ever seen his one-man show?
Uh-uh.
It's Talking to Myself. James Arnold Taylor is so incredibly gifted. He's Obi-Wan Kenobi from Star Wars. Which version of it is it? Star Wars.
The animated one.
The animated.
The name of it.
Right.
Oh, Clone Wars.
Clone Wars,
Clone
right.
Wars, of course.
And so he's Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's so many characters. Go look up James Arnold Taylor if you don't know him. His Talking to Myself video is actually on YouTube, but he's creating one special for us. Because if you've ever seen James Arnold, not only is he one of the most talented impersonators and animation people, he is... he lost his voice, his ability to speak about 5 years ago, and he had to fight to get it back. So when I think of a great keynote, you want it to be inspirational. You want it to not only inspire, but to let people know you can do this too. I don't care where you're at. I completely lost my voice, my ability to make a living, and I fought for it and I came back. So that's how the first hour of VO Mastery is going to open, with James Arnold doing his thing. Michael Collins, I don't know if you've had the pleasure of meeting him.
Oh, we know J. Michael Collins.
He's great. He has been a real staunch supporter of
pay folks. Pay-to-plays and things.
Well, yeah, and I don't know that he supports them, but I think he's figured out how folks that are earning their living in voiceover, especially if you're non-union, but if you are union, he's got tricks and ways that we can book and turn that work into union work. So that's really the key, that we don't let people, you know, everyone else take home all the money. I think union people, if you have an agent, you might be in a place where you're like, yeah, my agent, I wait for those auditions. No, maybe you can be more aggressive and go out and find those auditions and then make them union. You can use a payroll company and make that happen. But then the afternoon, we've teamed with GVAA and Christina Malizia and David Rosenthal to create an animation-packed afternoon. Debbie Derryberry opens the afternoon. She's the voice of Jimmy Neutron. Mm-hmm. She's a singer. She's actually an incredibly fun and funny person.
You've had her on the show. She's
oh, you
wonderful.
Have. Yeah. E.G. Daly, Tara Strong, Jess Harnell, David Kay. Have you had a chance?
Have we had David Kay on?
Yes, we have.
He's awesome. And so those are some of my animation superstars that I'm bringing in the room. Why? Because not that I ever think I'm going to do animation, but I want to be around these people. I want to understand how their minds work, how they really approach their characters and copy. And if I put them in a room together where we're going to have this amazing conversation about this, I think even though I'll never do animation, I will walk away a better actor, more easily falling into my commercial copy, which is something that I tend to struggle with, being, you know, I'm a promo announcer. Right, I'm an affiliate girl.
Drop
I'm
the
an
announcer
imaging.
Stuff. Yeah, exactly. It's frustrating.
And I do have many levels to my ability, but I think there's something about the talent that animation people bring to their acting skills that I just want to be a fly on the wall in that room in the afternoon.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of voiceover conferences out there, and I've been to just about all of them multiple times. They're generally a lot of fun. It's great to to meet all these great people. What makes what you're doing so unique?
Well, it's not huge. I've been to some of those other conferences where there's hundreds of people roaming around in different kinds of things that you can go and do and listen to. This is one day, one room, and it will happen in a linear fashion. And what I ask of my pros is that if you're coming, like, come early, stay late, you know, hang out, let people during a break come up and talk to you. That's where I think that the attendees really feel a connection. 2 years ago when Joe Cipriano came to VO Mastery, I had three people come up to me. I was talking to Joe, we were getting coffee, and we had a 10-minute conversation. He's like, I would never have a chance to get to know him like
that.
And
he's a real guy anyway.
He is, and he's a really nice guy. And so that's the environment I like to create. And so what we're going to do this year is have a party after. I've got Bo Stevenson is going to play. I've got Bill Russell is my musical director, and we're putting together a VO Mastery sort of band. Melissa Disney's going to sing. E.G. may sing. Debbie Derryberry said she'll sing. We'll find out if Jess will sing. We'll put some songs together that hopefully they'll all want to perform to. So from 6 to 9 p.m., but let me tell you another thing. Everyone that I know that's written a book, that's a voiceover artist, I'm inviting them to come and be a part of the cocktail party at no charge. So Joe Mader, who's...
Yeah, I was going to say, that's quite a list of people.
Well, so, there are. So I spoke to Terry Apple. Terry Apple and I have never met. And I invited her because I want to meet her. I'm like, bring your book. Let's bring everyone that's written a voiceover, whether it's a voiceover book or a memoir. I've been trying to reach out if anyone knows Ben Patrick Johnson. He wrote an amazing story, a memoir, in the voice of his mom, who was a missionary in Africa. It's a fascinating story. If the rains don't, can't remember the rest of the title. If the rains don't. Sounds like the beginning of a song.
Right,
you'll Google that for me, George. So, Ben Patrick Johnson, I'm inviting him. I asked Joan Baker. Obviously, they're getting ready for their event the next day, but I wanted her to bring her book and come and be a part of my party. You know, there are other conferences, but I don't really compete with anyone else.
That's
what I do.
If the rains don't cleanse.
The rains don't cleanse. It's an amazing story. And Joe Mader, who was at VO Mastery last year in Fort Myers, she wrote a book called When I Married My Mother, and she wrote another book that you would love called Naked DJ. Mm. Rachel Butera narrated that, and it's a very funny book. And,
people.
And Joe Mader narrated her own book about her memoir of living with her mother, who was not well. She was a hoarder and had Alzheimer's and dementia, and she lived with her till she passed, and she was just sorry she didn't do it sooner, and she wrote this really funny memoir about living with her mom till it was all over. And so Joe is going to come. I have auditions. You know, a lot of folks want to be involved with maybe coming to an event and walking away a winner already because maybe they get to pay for their event by booking an audition. So a good friend of mine, production company that I've worked with a lot, he was one of the original producers of Shark Tank. They've got some sizzle reels coming up. You know, their season starts for shopping their stuff is in January. So we're gonna help them get three sizzle reels done. I have a Hollywood app for Hollywood tours. It's really hysterical. My friend Tucker Simmons and his partner have created it. It's Velvet Ropes, and we are going to cast some voices for this app that takes people on tours.
Cool.
So, yeah, and we've got some other auditions coming through. So that's fun. Like I said, I like to create a space where everyone can feel comfortable. There's not too many people. We have 100 coming to VO Mastery. But on Thursday night, if you're attending VO Mastery and you think you're ready for that next level, Thursday night, 20 people only. I have an agent. I'm not allowed to say who it is. A top LA voiceover agent. I have Melissa Disney and my friend Julie Falls, who is a she does ADR. Are you familiar with ADR and looping? Have you
additional
done
additional dialogue recording?
There you go. I thought it was automatic dialogue, but
additional automatic
whatever.
Automated.
But
automated,
anyway,
what?
She is actually the voice of, she plays Claire Danes in Homeland. So anything that Claire Danes is doing in Homeland that required
her voice.
Additional.
Right.
She's the voice of that. The guy that's, you know, in the army and they're out in the desert and he's speaking Russian, she casts that guy. So she has a company where she does Grace and Frankie, Minority Report for Fox. She does Homeland. Franklin and Bash is a show her husband wrote. So she is going to be teaching ADR and looping, which I think to me, that's a very inside thing. You don't really get
It's a Hollywood thing, really.
It is. It's very much Hollywood. So true. So folks, if they're not from Hollywood, what are the chances you'll do ADR? I don't know, but it's pretty fascinating. And next time you're watching movies or TV with your friends, you'll be like, so let me tell you about how they just did that.
Right, exactly. Now, this is taking place at a unique venue.
Yes.
Now, those of us who drive up and down Ventura Boulevard have heard the legends of the Sportsman's Lodge.
Right.
But how is it going to work out there?
Well, you know, when I lived here in Los Angeles, the home we lost in the 93 earthquake, well, 1990, was it 93? 94.
94.
In the 90, yeah, January 17th, 1994. The Northridge earthquake, we lost our home. We were right down the street from Sportsman's Lodge. And then when we left L.A., we would always come and stay there because it has a killer Olympic-sized pool. It's been there 65 years. So for a long time, it was kind of a rundown. A lot of cowboys would go there and sit in the coffee shop for hours in the morning. Now a guy from Malibu came in and he totally hipped it out. So it's very, you know, L.A., Hollywood hip looking. Pool is the same, the meeting rooms, but I get the Zen garden because we're having our meeting in the hotel. They're giving us this Zen garden after, and Roger Lee a party. You better be coming to this party because it won't be a party without you. In the Zen garden. So you walk through this beautiful Zen garden with a fire pits, and then we'll have food, we'll have wine, and then we're going to have a huge stage for to meet all the voiceover people that have done written books and for some singing. And I've got a hot DJ. And that's at the end of the day. We will have accomplished from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. an incredible day of voiceover mastery. Sitting with the masters, we will be calling on people. You will have a chance to work with our coaches in the room. It's going to be a lot of fun.
For those who've attended before, and I know there's lots of you out there that have gone to this event, what will be the same this year and what's going to change?
Well, it's definitely not in Florida. So that would
not nearly as humid.
We're not in Florida anymore, Dorothy. So that for sure is changing. I don't know. You know that, Dan? I hope you're coming. You and George better be there.
I guess so.
You are our guest. I'm giving you a table because I think you guys deserve to have everyone
come
over.
I guess we're going then.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, all right.
There you go. You are absolutely. Everybody's going to come and say hello to you, ask you a million questions.
<That's> and we'll give them a million answers.
Yeah, seeing you guys is probably like when you see the doctor at a cocktail party and you're like, Doc, I have this thing.
Right here.
No,
yeah.
Is nobody, that what they do to you?
If nobody asks questions, it's very awkward for us. It's like we're just sitting there like, if nobody asks us anything, we're like, what are we
What's
talking
wrong?
About?
What's wrong? Yeah. So that's what my day is looking like, and we're selling out. So seats are going quickly. Shovita, who is my event director from Miami, she is amazing, a beautiful woman who has taken on event planning with a gusto, and she's like, Randy, we are going to kill it this year. So I'm, you know, whatever Shovita tells me to do, I'm going to do. And every Friday we do a webinar. Not like your podcast, because mine is very focused on this event, but I love what you guys do. I think you bring an enormous amount of credibility to our industry. I love that you can solve these DAW problems. I didn't know about my transients until now. I didn't even know if I should normalize or not. So,
we can tell you all about that. You only need to normalize if you don't record loud enough.
There you go.
Or if you record too loud, you can normalize it. It'll actually bring it back down.
See that?
It's a tiny little adjustment, not big one.
There you go. As in voiceover, adjustments are generally tiny little. Don't throw it all out with the bathwater when you get an adjustment. Like, right. Just pivot with it a little bit.
Absolutely. How has attending voiceover mastery impacted somebody who's attended its life? Have they got any good success stories out of there?
I've had a few, actually. There was a gentleman that came last year to Fort Myers who was over 60, didn't think he would be working in the industry anymore, but had a tremendous zest for it. And when I think of the Sportsman's Lodge, he was a character. Like, you would picture him hanging out at the Sportsman's Lodge.
It was like a hangout for the Rat Pack and a lot of other guys.
Well, but he had this sort of down-home, friendly cadence. And so he started booking audiobooks right after working with us. And he came back last year to show us that he had already recorded 5 audiobooks in the previous year, and then he won one of the audiobook auditions that we had after that. So that's a local example of someone that wants to do voiceover, that was not really experienced, wasn't set up for recording at home, and they're like, do I belong in a voiceover mastery conference? And I say yes, because, you know, when you've gotten past 30, 40, 50 in life, I mean, you've figured a lot of stuff out on your own. And I do think that there is that fly on the wall experience can have great impact on someone. So maybe you're not going to be getting an agent or joining the union or booking a gig next week, but being in that room and learning from those that are either on the stage or in the room that are doing voiceover at a level that everybody wants more work. No, I don't know anyone that says, I can't work anymore.
Nah, I'm tired
of
this, yeah.
Or, you know, some people do say, well, I've been doing this kind of work specifically, and now I'd like to do more, you know. For me, it's like, I'd like to do trailers. I don't hear women doing trailers. It's still on my on my to-do list. It's on my bucket list to do a major trailer. And maybe things will change. Hopefully, we'll be hearing more women's voices.
Now, you're encouraging people of all levels of skill to attend.
Yes, I think that if you have talent and are working and have a career that you're really, you know, strategizing, yes, definitely come and definitely do the Thursday night thing with us. There are only, I think, like 8 or 9 slots left. We had 20. So if you think you're ready to work with an agent, maybe you don't have an agent, or maybe you have an agent you're not in love with, and you're thinking, oh, this is a great way for another agent to see me and for my agent to not be mad because, hey, I just signed up for a voiceover class. It's a great way to put yourself in front of another agent. And also working with Melissa, she's such a pro. And Julie, I'm fascinated with ADR. So that Thursday night thing, if you're a working voice actor, that is for you. If you're more of a novice, come to Voiceover Mastery. You will love it. You will have an amazing day that I hope will help change your life.
Well, it sounds like something you don't want to miss. And so
I think so. And it's not just because it's mine.
Of course not.
Because really, if there was this lineup of people and it wasn't my conference, I would pay to go. There you go.
All right. Well, if you have a question for Randy Thomas, all you have to do is go in the chat room. Somebody will be watching the chat room tonight, and probably George. And just go in the chat room and type in your question, and we'll get it to us, and we'll talk to Randy about it. But let's talk about some of the tips for success that you have. Like, if you're talking to a group of people about your success, what were some of the things that perhaps you would tell them?
I think you have to really figure out where you belong in the industry. Don't try to do something that you're not going to book, because then you're going to be depressed. You're going to lose confidence. Find out what it is you're meant to do. For me, I found out early because I came out of radio and I did live announce, promo, narration became a very natural form of voiceover for me. So do what comes natural. Do what gets you excited. That's what
I... your passion.
You have to follow your passion, yeah. And you have to bring people into your space that will tell you the truth. So if you didn't really do that animated character that well, find the person that's going to say, dude, that sucked. That's what you want. And that, in finding a coach, you want a coach that would be honest and say, listen, that's really not the voice we should be working on. I like when you do this. I think that's more natural. I think that can be an extension of who you are. Because no matter who you train with and how you train, once you become an official voice actor working from your home studio, you're on your own. So you've got to figure out how to make your auditions the best you can and how to book once you leave, the coach's room or right. Once you leave the voiceover event.
Right. So you go to Voiceover Mastery, you're going to meet some of these people, and it's a big help. And finding an agent, not an easy thing to do.
And I don't think agents are the be-all and end-all. Yeah. I know a lot of people rely on agents, and I know that agents truly are the gatekeeper to the work. The great work comes from agents. I always say to people that say, should I go union, should I not? And I say, well, I know a lot of people. A J. Michael Collins is a perfect example of someone that is not union but makes a lot of money because he's super hardworking. And he's even found a way to voice quality projects. But I say the big stuff, things that I want to do, Oscars, Emmys, Kennedy Center Honors, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you've got to have an agent and you've got to be a member of the union to have access to the work like that. But then again, MTV Music Awards cast a girl off a P2P site and they're non-union. So
wow.
If you have a desire to want to do live, that's what I'm going to put together at Voiceover Mastery. Sylvia Villagran, she's an incredible voice actor.
She's going to be on our show next week.
Oh, okay. So you'll be able to talk to Sylvia.
Yes.
She's beautiful, poised, an incredible mom and really an amazing voice actor. And she does what I do. She does live announce, and we work for some of the same producers. So I have a ton of respect for her. All my years at Entertainment Tonight, if I wasn't well, Sylvia was my backup voice. She hates me because I was never not well. I think I missed one session in 10 years at voice at Entertainment Tonight, maybe a couple of sessions. But she's just that kind of gal that you know she's got your back. She would step in and also wouldn't be like, so do you like me better than Randy? You know, she would never do that. But so I'm doing a live announce panel with Sylvia Villagran, Melissa Disney, someone else who has also done jobs that I've done. We're working in the same arena, but she's such a good person and her heart is so in the right place. Joe Cipriano, we all know and love Joe. He started out doing a ton of live, and he's the first to tell you that he laments the fact that ever since he showed Melissa how to do the Emmys, or it was the Grammys, I don't remember which show that year, he never got back because the producers decided to hire her or hire women. And so he is always on the standby when he's needed live. Actually, I think tonight he's live on ESPN2 announcing a tennis match of some sort in Las Vegas. Oh. So Joe and Sylvia and Melissa and myself will be doing a live announce panel. But live announce is something that you don't have to just come to LA to do. You can do that locally. You can do it for a charity, for your kid's school, for, you know, you can, yeah, there are lots of opportunities to do live announce on a local, then a regional, on a business level. Probably one of the best paychecks I ever got doing live announce was non-broadcast, and it was for a corporation. No one ever heard it, no one ever saw it, and they paid top dollar.
And they paid you top dollar.
Yeah, they do. So,
alrighty.
It's a good skill to have.
It certainly is. All right. Again, if you have a question for Randy Thomas, throw it into the chat room and we'll get it to her. And we'll be back with her and we'll talk a little bit more about how to succeed in voiceover with really trying right after this.
This is John Bailey, the Epic Voice, and you're watching VOBS.TV, Monday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 Newfoundland.
Learning never ends.
You continue to grow.
Edge Studio has grown. Pursue multiple disciplines in tandem and grow your career. We've added new courses in a new curriculum.
We picked the best coaches from the community of working voice actors.
A new technology division, engineering and consulting, led by George Whittam.
Follow your dream.
Sign up for advanced learning or register for an introduction to voice acting or foundation studies program.
See it all now
at thenewedgestudio.com.
Are we at minus 4 dB? We're at minus 4 dB on VOBS.
You know, Harlan Hogan's been our sponsor since the beginning of time, because time didn't exist before we started doing this show. But the reason that he sponsors us is because he knows that we know what good stuff is and that we talk to the people that need his products. So he advertises with us. And the fact of the matter is we wouldn't let him advertise with us unless he had the best stuff. So all you have to do is go over to voiceoveressentials.com. And you can get there very easily simply by just looking down the page down there somewhere.
Yeah, down the bottom.
A little farther down. And click on the picture of Harlan talking into his world-renowned Portabooth Pro and Portabooth Pro. He'll kill me if I ever get that wrong again. Yeah. The Portabooth Pro. And think about what a fine instrument that is if you're on the road. For recording remotely, if you have the right setup, use a Portabooth Pro or a Portabooth Plus, which comes with a great carrying case, which you can carry all your gear in, and some clothes if you need to, and set it up in your hotel room or your grandmother's house or your mom's house or wherever it is that you're visiting, and you can create a good studio atmosphere there using a Portabooth Pro or Plus. He invented it. It uses actual Oralex foam. And if you use it with the right technique, It's incredibly effective, and people will never know that you're in the middle of your mom's bathroom or something. it works great that way. And all you have to do is go over to voiceoveressentials.com and check it out and see what, you know, the price is on these things. But the one of the best parts about them is that he guarantees his stuff. You don't like it, which is impossible, you can send it back. And he accepts all major credit cards, and they now accept PayPal. Not easy to do, especially with Amazon, which you can get almost everything on his site. So go over to voiceoveressentials.com, especially by clicking on that link down there, so Harlan knows we sent you over there. All right, Randy Thomas coming up again in just a second. Send us your questions.
This is John Bailey, the Epic Voice, and you're watching VOBS.TV, Monday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 Newfoundland.
You're watching VOBS.TV. I don't know why. It's crazy what they do here. I think I'm going to go somewhere else and have a cheese sandwich.
And we're back with Randy Thomas, learning all sorts of new stuff that you never would have thought. But anyway, we've got some questions from our audience, and thank you for submitting them. And starting with Scott Chambers. Question for Randy, seeing you're our guest tonight. How does a voice actor procure live announced jobs?
Ooh. Well,
what's the secret?
I think you have to start doing them. You have to find a way that you can do a live announce job locally. If you belong to, maybe you don't belong to a country club, but maybe you live near a country club, go to the country club. Tell them, I'm a voiceover announcer. I do live announce.
Got next a golf time, tournament coming up?
Do you have a golf tournament? Right. Do you have a fundraiser? Do it at a country club because they have enough money to make sure that everything is nice and that you have decent equipment. You know what I mean? I think that's important. So there's something. You can even go to your child's high school and offer the next time they have a fundraiser or, you know, your church, anything. Start locally and see if you can get a copy of what you're doing live, little bits of it, and just put a reel together. I mean, I see on some of those P2P sites, they're looking for live announcers for different kinds of events. They may not be live broadcast events,
right,
but I'm sure they pay well, and it's experience. So I say take it where you can get it.
Absolutely. Lots of opportunity out there.
There you go, Scott.
You just got to look. All right. Maxine Dunn asks, question for Randy. I'll let you ask this one, George. You've been getting lonely over there, right?
Yeah, I'm doing my other job tonight. this one came from Maxine. It says, question for Randy, do you have to create your demos yourself and do any of your own marketing, or do you have other people do that work for you? Does your agent take care of all that for you?
That's interesting.
What do you have to take on, and what does your agent do for you?
Wow, great question, Maxine. First of all, no, your agents don't want to do any of that for you. It's your job to make sure that your demo is up to speed. What they will do after you do a job is reach out to the client and ask for a copy. So if you remember, hopefully in your session, you remember to say, hey, can I get a copy? And you exchange numbers with the engineer, and that can usually happen. But if you leave a session and you're like, no, I should have a copy of this demo, your agents will reach out for it. And then you'll get an MP3. So then what do you do with that? You can take MP3s of all the jobs that you have done well that you like, create a demo. You can add pieces that you write for yourself or have a demo producer write for you so that you can flavor that demo with the pieces that you don't have. And you can show all of the colors of your performance in a specific genre. So I would say I've always had to hire people, Maxine, to do that because I'm not great at that. I have enough technical skill to get through a day of recording, but I don't want to take it any further than that. Until I started talking with Bob Merkel at VoiceSam, and all of a sudden I started sending him pieces that I could never do anything with that were on YouTube of shows that I had done. And I'm like, can you do something? And he would give me these MP3s. He loaded them into the VoiceSam player. Uh-huh. None of them had names. He said, here, they're all in the player. Now you decide what you want to do.
Right,
and yeah. I labeled them And then I got to move them around and say, no, I don't like that first. I'll move that piece down. And then, of course, I did another job that I really liked. So I pulled out one of the pieces that was fake and I put in a real job. So this is now we actually have the ability for those of us that don't think highly of our editing skills, high enough to be a mixer and really edit that stuff. I think VoiceSam has just made it so simple. So when we were talking about my old bio, I am now in the process of updating my website, updating my bio. And in the past, I think I had made a mistake as far as making sure that my site was more for the people that came to my site versus the buyers. And so you actually had to click like two or three buttons to get to my demos. And I'm like, what was I thinking? So now
right
it's
there.
That's yeah. right. So yeah. now when my new site is finished, on that homepage, my VoiceSam demo will be there. And that's really it. And then if you want to go find my bio or that, and I think how to book me should be the two primary things. And my agents will be very happy when I update my site that I freshen up all my content, because whatever I do for myself, for my career to better it, it gives my agent more tools and better tools for them to sell me. So, and when you're ready, we can talk about one of my vocal tools.
Oh, okay. Well, you've got time.
Okay.
What do you got there?
I
can smell it.
Thieves.
Thieves
what
oil.
Do you smell? Tell me the notes.
It's cinnamon.
Yes.
Probably eucalyptus oil. But I'm familiar with this stuff.
Cinnamon. We've got clove. Got lemon. Yeah. Yep. I don't know if there's eucalyptus in here, but there very well
certainly
could be.
Aromatic.
There's rosemary.
Okay.
So Thieves, last year at VO Mastery, we made Thieves tea. I would take a big thing of honey, 8 ounces of honey, put 8 drops of Thieves, mm-hmm. okay, 1 drop per ounce, stir the honey up, make sure it got all filled with the Thieves oil in the honey. We had hot pots of water and glass cups. You have to have a glass cup when you're using organic essential oils. And we just made hot Thieves tea. The room smelled incredible. Everybody loved it. They felt like $1 million. Yeah. And
they all started to sound like Susan Sarandon.
That's right, darling. They were all kind of down there. So Thieves is the organic essential oil that I use, which is Young Living. And we're going to make the tea. And I am actually going to make a little spray of Thieves and purified water for folks that might be feeling a little challenged. It boosts and raises the immune system. But when you have an organic essential oil like Thieves, mm-hmm. literally you can put it on your wrist because it penetrates through your skin and it goes into your bloodstream. You can do it aromatically by putting it in a diffuser, or I put a drop and then I'll chase it with some water. And it fights whatever's around. My mm-hmm. husband was sick this weekend. My daughter was sick with a sinus infection the week before. I'm going strong.
There
I'm rocking it with the Thieves.
All right. It's supposed to be a disinfectant too. It's supposed to prevent infections.
When I fly, that's yeah. crazy. When yeah. I fly, I take this, I put it on my hands, then I put it on anything that I can wipe my screen down, my seatbelt, my tray top, and people that sit next to me. Doesn't that smell amazing?
Mm.
People that sit next
smells
to me
much
are
better
like,
than most airplanes.
Right?
Say, yeah.
And someone complained once, and I'm like, seriously? You don't think this smells better than whatever was wafting through here a few minutes ago?
Who knows what the guy behind me was eating? That's really bad. Alrighty. Question from Jackson Daniel. Randy, you obviously have remarkable natural tone. How much have you worked on developing that particular aspect of what you bring to the table?
Oh my goodness. I don't stop working. I am always studying, always trying to be better at my craft. My talent may be in the fact that I have a voice that's sort of placed here. It's hard for me to make it anything else other than what that is. I was a broadcaster for 20 years, so then I had a natural cadence. It was only when I got into voiceover that I realized, oh, that's a bad thing. I have a very specific tonality and cadence, as a broadcaster should. And so for me to get an audition that says, we want anyone but an announcer, that's when I really get excited. The headphones come off. I cannot give a good read where I am focused in my acting space with headphones. I just can't. I've got it. The headphones have to be off, and I've got to just say
it. We generally recommend people not wear headphones. The only reason you would wear headphones is if you're listening to somebody else.
Right, if you're being directed.
Otherwise, you know, you're listening to yourself, and you're like, boy, I sound great.
Yeah, well, but that's what I did on the radio for 20 years.
Me too.
Wow, I'm like the coolest DJ on the radio. You know, I mean, we all did that. We turned our headphones up loud. We turned the music up loud. We thought we sounded really cool. And that's not at all what voiceover is all about.
No, not at all. George?
Yeah, we got another great one. This one comes in from Lynn Nadeau. New name to me. Cool.
Yeah.
Does Randy recommend getting an agent out of the gate or after you've worked a bit?
Good luck getting one right out of the gate.
Yeah, really. Well, but you know what? It has happened. There are people that have unbelievable talent. An agent hears them and says, I'm signing them. And they may be right out of the gate. But I would say no, because my husband, I've got a couple of his expressions that I love. One is, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. So go make your mistakes elsewhere. Is it a great agent, a big agent, or is it like a little town agent where you can start and, you know, make your mistakes with? I would not suggest going after a New York, LA, Chicago, Seattle, Dallas, Atlanta agent right off the bat. That's where you're up against professionals, and you want to learn at your own speed. You don't want to get an agent and not book, and then your confidence is shot.
Yeah.
And how are you going to get another job after, you know, where are you going to get another agent after that, after you've been in an agency where you didn't book?
Right.
So we're going to, I would err on the side of get some experience, book some jobs, because truly, when I was booking and I was working with Hooked on Phonics and I needed my first agent, which was Don Buchwald, I didn't have an agent. And I said to him, listen, I work all the time and I'm making money. Can I come to you and let you help me?
Right.
They called
if
me
you're
back
making money,
in 10 minutes.
Of course. That's the most important thing.
So I would say start working, make some money. And then once you really, you'll know when your sound is there. You'll know when you're in the pocket with this stuff. And when that happens, I would say that's the time to reach out to an agent, send them your work, and let them know, I just signed this huge contract, or I'm being offered a job, or I'm, when you're bringing something to an agent, they're much more open to working with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Otherwise, you're just one more person with hat in hand.
Oh. Maxine Dunn asks another question. She says, I recorded the voiceovers for an award presentation today, which was a long session.
Yeah.
How do you keep your energy high when you're announcing award shows? Because you're giving it. It's
Was she in a studio recording or this was actually
she was
live?
Probably in her
it's
studio.
Live.
She was live at the event.
Oh, no, this is a recording she did today.
Right,
sorry.
That'll be played back live. So that's the difference. If you're being played back live, you have to imagine that you are live, and you have to imagine what people are going to be thinking and feeling and how you want them to feel. You want to stay in the moment. I know that it's difficult when you're not live, and that's a big thing when you do a live show, how to make your pre-records sound like you're going to sound when you're live. So how do you stay... I don't know. You have to jump up and down, Maxine. You got to do stuff to sort of stay in shape and stay, pumped and energetic. But I'm sure it's going to be great because I would imagine that the kind of announce you were doing, Maxine, is something that's just right in your pocket. And they probably didn't want a big announce. They wanted just a real classy voice.
Right. And boy, you're tired after those things. Yeah. All right, last question.
I got a question from Devox. Yeah, this one came in at the very end. Let me grab this. He says, Randy, do you do any special vocal exercises the day of or just in general? Is that something that's good for you?
Yelling at my husband doesn't count, huh? Okay, no.
never a good warm-up.
That's never a good warm-up. Yelling in general is not a good warm-up.
If you're doing video games, maybe.
No, but I know that humming is really good. Humming is probably the best way to warm up your vocal cords. A lot of times when you're doing live announce, and for some reason, whenever it's time to announce, like you get that big phlegmy thing, and like you know you're going to speak in 10 seconds, and you're like, clients and, you know, you've got this thing that's, what do? I really use thieves in water, in hot water and lemon. It just, it cuts it. Green apples. Can someone bring the apples? Because I want to show how cute these little green apples. These are, should always be carried with you when you're doing a voiceover job. But isn't this the cutest little apple?
Wow.
I had to bring them for you.
Well, but we appreciate that.
Green apples, of course, we know that those will also, there's something in the pectin of the a green apple more so than other varietals that will cut the mouth noise. Other than that, no sugar, no orange juice, no dairy, and train yourself for like a month before you're doing a live show. I have a live show coming up on October 22nd. I'm going to be doing the Environmental Media Awards on the Warner Brothers lot. And so I go into vocal training for about 30 days. I avoid sugar like crazy because the one thing is that we know, first of all, we know sugar feeds cancer, and that's really, really bad. So too many people I know are sick, and we need to eliminate sugar. But sometimes you just want candy. You just want something sweet or a cookie. But the problem is the more sugar you have, when you put yourself in a stressful situation, and there's nothing more stressful than being live to half a billion people around the world, your immune is going to just go down the tube. So sugar and stress are not good. Live announce is a stressful job, so I just know eliminate it. But you should see me at the after party. Vodka and sweets.
How about coffee? Do you have to avoid coffee too? Is that a good idea?
I have coffee in the morning, and then that's it. I'm not really a coffee girl.
No dairy, no cream.
I do half and half in the morning. Yeah,
okay.
And I don't do sugar, but I do a spoon of honey in my coffee with a little organic half and half. I'll have a cup and a half, and then I'm done.
Yeah. Agave here.
Yeah.
When I can.
The problem with the agave, though, is that it spikes your insulin. It does.
Oh, really?
And so honey does it too. Any kind of sugar will. But something about the agave, and I love agave, especially if it's a nice sweetener. But that's what I heard from my doctor. He said it spikes the insulin too much.
Not to go.
Sorry, I shouldn't have said that in front of you.
Too far down the rabbit hole, but how about have you ever used something called xylitol? Have you ever heard of that?
It's a sweetener, correct, George?
It is. It's a sweetener, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I love it because it tastes a heck of a lot like sugar, and I don't think it spikes your insulin from what I've understood. Mm-hmm. It's very low calorie. The biggest problem with xylitol is the name.
It
sounds like a chemical, like a horrible chemical.
It sounds like toothpaste.
It's really actually, I use xylitol-based toothpaste.
Of course.
I use mouthwash, gum, like because it's also antibacterial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it keeps you clean.
Just like thieves' oil.
Thieves makes a mouthwash. It's $12. I'm telling you, my husband has had a tooth infection, not an infection, but something in the bone that's been, got him his Thieves mouthwash. He made me order it. It's not bothered him in weeks.
There
so Thieves mouthwash, I say, and you know what? It has that colloidal silver. I think that's what makes it extra powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's how I.
All right.
That's how I roll.
All right. Well, Randy, it has been a pleasure having
you
on the show. Finally, nice to meet
you.
Shana Tova to you, and have an easy fast. And
thank you too.
All righty, and we'll be right back to wrap things up right after this.
Are we at minus 4 dB? We're at minus 4 dB on VOBS.
Before time began, there was VOBS.TV. Watch or else.
Learning never ends.
You continue to grow.
Edge Studio has grown. Pursue multiple disciplines in tandem and grow your career. We've added new courses in a new curriculum.
We picked the best coaches from the community of working voice actors.
A new technology division, engineering and consulting, led by George Whittam.
Follow your dream.
Sign up for advanced learning or register for an introduction to voice acting or foundation studies program.
See it all now
at thenewedgestudio.com.
VOBS is still on? Seriously?
And we're back here on VoiceOver Body Shop. Randy Thomas, an amazing guest, a lot of accomplished and lots of cool stuff to talk about.
I love having seasoned pros on the show because their wisdom is like, you can't, you know, where are you going to find that?
That's
right. I mean, it's just amazing to have.
And I like having them in the studio because then I can like look up their nostrils. It's a lot more, it's a lot more personal.
You want to see the brains, not just learn from them.
Exactly. Well, we have a lot of exciting shows coming.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a cool month coming up.
Yeah. Next week, as I mentioned, we have Sylvia Villagran.
Mm-hmm.
Very accomplished, like Randy.
Villagran.
Yeah, lovely lady. We're going to have a great time with her. On October 24th, all are confirmed. Uncle Roy, Cliff Zelman, John McClain from Dog and Pony Studios,
cool.
Who's also in our committee on WoVO,
mm-hmm.
and
Jordan Reynolds
from Denver, Colorado. We are going to have our semi-annual Audio Masters Roundtable.
But it's a specific WoVO Tech Standards Committee Roundtable.
Handpicked by yours truly.
That's right.
To represent the best minds in home voiceover studio technology. So we're going to have... Mm-hmm. So submit your questions for that early, so make sure you get them answered by the panel of the experts.
That's right.
All right, what else we got going on?
That's, well, 31st is Halloween.
Halloween.
We're going to take the night.
It's Ella's night. We can't do Halloween.
I think Halloween is now officially bigger than Christmas. It is more popular.
It certainly is here in Southern California.
Yeah, it is huge.
Just walk around the neighborhood. There's pretty amazing displays. No Santa Claus, just lots of skeletons sticking out of the ground.
And my brother is going to be here.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
He won't be here for the show because we're not going to be on, but he's going to be here to visit to celebrate his 40th birthday.
Oh, fabulous.
So we're going to get to do Halloween with him, which
I'm really excited
about.
And then in November, mm-hmm. I believe we've got everything confirmed, actually.
For Studio Month,
we're going to be going over to the legendary Mark Grouse Studios.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be going to...
Voice Tracks West
over on Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be going over to the Gardner Street Studio, Tim Friedlander Studio, which is a great place. We do workshops there, and... He has my old ventilation system in there, which you won't believe how it's installed. It's like a total Rube Goldberg setup over there.
And the last one, it's a big surprise to me, which I think is cool because I haven't been there before. And
yeah.
I should have because it's just as legendary as Mark Grouse, and that's Dave and Dave.
Yeah.
I mean, Dave and Dave Studios is like the center of voiceover for many years. And
yeah.
So we're going to go visit them as well.
Right. So we're going to be live from their studios.
Right, we're going to do remotes.
Yeah, there'll be cobwebs in here by the time November ends. So that'll be a lot of fun. Let's see what else we got going on here. We have to thank a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, we need to, you know, thank our sponsors, which we'll get to in a second. But we do need to thank our donors of the week.
Oh, those donors.
Yes. Who allow us to put on this show every week. You know, the bandwidth ain't cheap, especially when all these people are watching. which really helps, and we appreciate them. People like Eric Aragoni.
Yeah, Eric, always, you can always count on Eric. I mean, the guy, I don't know what to tell you, but thanks, Eric.
He's been here too.
Did you know the show's free? Just checking.
Yeah,
okay. we also have contributions from Nothing Rhymes with Orange, and that's Bill Lord.
Yes.
Bill Lord. Going through the list, Mike Martin. Good old Mike Martin.
Thanks, Mike.
VoiceOverDude.com. That's Cam Cornelius. Always put your domain name in your PayPal.
Yeah,
you always get a plug out of it that way. It's very smart. Others came in from Brian Kelly. Thank you, Brian. And as I go down the list here, it's hard the way Google formats these messages now. Martha Kahn.
Martha, thank you.
Thank you so much.
We love you, Martha.
And a whole bunch more.
Oh,
thank you,
fabulous.
Guys.
All right. What's going on at Edge?
At Edge Studio, well, if I go back over to the rundown, I can click on the magic link that takes me to the Edge spreadsheet where the latest things going on are for me to read about. Let's take a look.
You don't have them memorized yet?
No, I don't.
Oh, well.
We have way too much going on for me to remember what's going on. But coming up, why did the page jump down automatically? That was fun. On the 10th, there was a free, was that Tuesday? That's tomorrow. There's a free webinar on Tuesday night. That's actually the 11th, because tonight's the 10th.
Tonight's the 10th.
On the 11th, we have Bob Merkel doing a free webinar.
Oh, cool.
And it's a Voice Sam. It's about Voice Sam. And you can sign up for it over at info.edgestudio.com/, and remember this whole thing, rsvp-bob-merkel-meet-greet. That's the domain name for the event. And then we have an audiobook narration webinar with Johnny Heller coming up on the 17th.
Excellent. All righty. Mm-hmm. Show logs. You know, you can get every word that that Randy Thomas told us tonight and all the stupid stuff that we were talking about earlier because Jack DeGoley is out there typing every word we say.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jack.
When we put it on YouTube, the show log is there and it appears here on our website.
That's right. And we also have our
the podcast.
Podcast version. So a lot of you are listening to the podcast, so you may already know about it, but you can download the show as a podcast. You can have it on your iPhone, your mobile devices, and just type in VOBS into any podcatching app. You will find the audio version of the show. And if you are watching the show and you'd like, or actually if you're listening to the show, because many of you are listening and don't see it, and you want to see the show, and you want to be here live, VOBS.TV, 6 p.m. Monday nights. That's 6 p.m. Pacific time. And you can be here live. Do that once in a while. Mix it up.
Right.
You know, then you can be in the chat room.
Right. And you can actually be here in the studio.
And you can even be in the studio.
We actually have a live studio audience today.
We do, yeah.
Let's get a shot of the...
There's the audience cam.
Yeah, yeah. Roger Leopardi was here today. One of our favorite guests. Yeah. We've had him on a couple of times, but he just wanted to come see the show.
So nice of him to come in.
Absolutely. If you want to have your voice on the show opening,
mm-hmm.
We heard Chris Heward tonight.
Yes,
great,
we did.
Great friend of ours. Did a great job. Send it in. It has to be timed right with our video, which I'm going to redo.
Okay.
We have to redo a couple of shots, but mm-hmm. We're going to redo that. But we want your voice on it. And if it's good, we'll actually use it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not, we'll tell you why. Or at least I will.
Yeah, we'll give you notes.
Yeah.
Of course.
We'll give you a little bit of feedback on
that.
Mm-hmm. We need to thank our sponsors.
One more time. Absolutely. Harlan Hogan.
Voiceover Extra.
Edge Studio.
Source Elements.
Viotagogo and the Rehearsal App.
At Rehearsal App.
That Pro.
And finally, Antland's Killer Demos for providing the uninterrupted broadband service that we require to make sure the show comes to you every Monday night when there isn't something else going on. Anyway, that's going to do it for us tonight. Again, thanks to Anthony Gettigo. I don't even know if he was there tonight.
Catherine Curtin, our producer.
Who did a great job getting us these great guests. Andy Bushwitz for not being here tonight, which if, you know.
I wore three hats tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
And an amazing
chat room
job.
Moderator, switcher, and co-host.
Unbelievable. So thanks to all those folks. And Lee Penny for just being Lee Penny, although he's not doing a heck of a lot these days. That's going to do it for us. Next week, Sylvia Villagran
mm-hmm.
will be here. And if you got a question, send it to us at theguys@vobs.tv. We want to answer it. We want to mm-hmm. answer your questions and inform you how to be better at the technical end of your voiceover. So anyway, I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver.
Body Shop.
Or VO.
BS.
Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next time.
See everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye.